The Broadway musical Hair. Another song came from Hair was The Three Dog Night. It Easy to Be Hard. We mentioned Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In by Fifth Dimension. A lot of hit songs from that musical. Hey, need a new nightmare material? It's not, you know, you're sleeping well at night? Okay, here's a nightmare for you. You can check out the Vegetarian Ants. They have steak knives for teeth. That's to keep you awake, huh? It's 7 o'clock. Good morning.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police have now confirmed 10 people are dead and 30 injured after a vehicle plowed into a large crowd at Canal and Bourbon Streets. WWL's Leah McNeil is on the scene.
One woman told me that she was just nearly feet away from where that car plowed into this crowd of people. She said that she just, once that happened, she just was a little bit of shock because all she saw were just people lying on the ground.
This medic is staying at a nearby hotel.
A little bit before 3:20 this morning, we heard loud banging sounds coming up. We're in our room, just pretty much closing down for the evening at the end of all the events and everything. And when we looked out the window, we noticed there was a lot of bodies laying on the ground.
Again, police have confirmed 10 fatalities and 30 people injured in New Orleans. President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says he's looking forward to 2025.
I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot.
Trump added the transition is going well ahead of his inauguration on January 20th. The start of the new year today brings the start of hundreds of new laws. More from former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
One of the areas that's been controversial over the past year is libraries prohibited from carrying certain types of books. California's taken that on with a new law this year that prohibits libraries from banning books.
Another new California law cracks down on artificial intelligence in Hollywood. Other new laws raise some states' minimum wages and rein in social media. The legal battle between two Hollywood actors is heating up. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
Justin Baldoni is suing the New York Times for libel, asking $250 million in damages over an article alleging a smear campaign against his It Ends With Us co-star, Blake Lively. The story included details from a legal complaint Lively filed with the California Civil Rights Department, alleging Baldoni sexually harassed her on the movie set.
Baldoni has been dropped by his talent agency. He's hired a crisis PR team. No one was injured when an American Airlines flight from Columbus to Boston made an emergency landing in Pittsburgh after it was possibly struck by lightning.
Inbound plane, 74 souls on board, approximately 10 miles out. Some sort of structural damage.
Crews on the ground inspected the plane. They found no damage. Lightning striking airplanes only happens a couple of times a year. Airliners are built to withstand those strikes. The passengers got on another plane and went on their way to Boston. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30 on New Year's Day. Wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, down to 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Every mother talks the same. You ever notice they have these little momisms? They just pass them down through generations. You've heard them all. We've all heard the same stuff growing up. Stuff like, if I had to come up there. You all heard that. Unless you lived in a mobile home, you heard that one. Then I get those punishment momisms. You all had those, right? How would you like a beating? Oh, gee, I'd love a beating right now. Huh? That or the ball game? I can't decide. Then she get lazy. Go get me something to beat you with. Like, I'm going to come back with a 2x4 with nails in it. I brought her a sponge. Here you go, my whale away. Ouch, you're hurting me. I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I keep on dancing for Johnny's not a president.
Keep on dancing. The Gentry, 707 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Thanks for joining us here on this New Year's morning. Happy New Year. And everyone has accidentally texted the wrong person or the wrong group at some point. So it's a little awkward, too. Have you ever accidentally sent a message complaining about a person to that person? 17% of people said, yep, they have. Hard to believe, huh? But if you're talking smack about someone in a message and that person is on the chain, well, nothing good's going to come of that, right? It's 7:07. We're looking for cloudy weather today. Chance of flurries, highs 30. It's cloudy and 29 degrees at Radio Park.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat.
Just let me get in. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Hughes Corporation, 710, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, you want a good raise in 2025? Got some tips for you. You make the first offer, because if your boss offers you the raise, it's impossible to negotiate up. I have to remember that. Don't use a round number like 65,000 or, say, 65,600. And ask for a raise during a big project, not after it's done, because if it's during the big project, you kind of got them over a barrel, huh? And by the way, for that advice, we get 10% of your, you know, income. All right? Here come the Kinks now.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Kinks, you really got me. It's 7:13, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, this will serve you well for the rest of your life. Did you know that the colors of the plastic, you know, the tags on the plastic bags, the bread bags, designate which day the bread was baked? Now, bakeries usually have Wednesdays and Sundays off, so there's only five colors. Blue means it was baked on a Monday, green Tuesday, red Wednesday, white Friday, yellow Saturday. Did you know that? See, I'm here to give you advice that will serve you well for the rest of your life. Yeah, that's what we needed to know. Actually, it does come in handy when you're going through and say, gee, this bread's a week old. Here come the association now.
Cherish is the word I used to describe. All the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than a each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe. Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Association Cherish, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN at 7:17. Time for some entertainment news. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter, Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate, as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrow furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery, but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glazer says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation, instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominees, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hospice Alliance provides patients facing a serious illness in southeastern Wisconsin with quality end-of-life care. A community-committed, not-for-profit Hospice Alliance offers supportive care management always on the forefront of patient-focused care and caregiver support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Yeah.
You'll Still Love Me Tomorrow, Carole King hit there that Carole King recorded, but the Shirelles obviously had the bigger hit. All right. A survey ranked all the things about driving that make us crazy, ranging from petty little things to major things. The top five: drivers who don't use their turn signals, expensive parking, being tailgated when you're doing the speed limit. That's the one that annoys me the most. Potholes and other drivers using their phones. You know how you know when they're really bad tailgating? When they're behind you, you can't see their headlights because they're so close to you. Happens to me every morning. Here's Neil Diamond, WRJN, Solitary Man.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moment, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal, being where love's a small world, part-time thing.
Songwriter, huh? Neil Diamond and Solitary Man. It's 727 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And now it's time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. The Lone Eagle was an appropriate term for him. For often previous, pilots had crossed the Atlantic in pairs, but never before had such a flyer flown that great ocean alone. You think you know that story, but for the first time, I want you to hear the rest of the story. High above any ocean of water is an equally awesome ocean of air, an invisible sea with its own currents, its own treachery. The Lone Eagle could not carry enough fuel to make the crossing without a friendly tailwind and buoyant thermals to keep him aloft. And conditions can change rapidly, diametrically, during such a journey. So it was against a backdrop of profound uncertainty that the All-American Flyer took off into the gray dawn that morning. The Atlantic loomed before him like an endless carpet on the planet's floor. The horizon beckoned. The brave aviator followed. Salt air rose to meet him with an intoxicating aroma at lower altitudes, and then the sunshine would burst through a crack in the glowering sky. In those first hours, the Lone Eagle felt as though he could stay awake and alert indefinitely. But the hours yawned wider as each passed. Beneath the wings, a multitude of dancing whitecaps lulled him into drowsiness. Ever so subtly, fatigue reached out to embrace him. Hours more and the embrace would be a death grip. The North Atlantic cold crawled through him like a virulent disease. But just as delirious exhaustion was about to overwhelm him, he caught a whiff of something, something old-time glory. Do well. It was a smell. It was the heaven-sent scent of land. The flyer stayed his course for the western horizon And yes, in the misty distance, something massive blotched the finely etched horizon line. It was the coast of Ireland. The Lone Eagle, flying on one engine and barely enough fuel, had soared across the mighty Atlantic Ocean. He landed 13 miles inland near Castle Island in County Kerry in mid-November of 1987. For this Lone Eagle who braved the Atlantic was not Charles Lindbergh. This flyer had not even intended to make the crossing. It was a mistake. He was lost. Well, he received a hero's welcome in Ireland anyway, and returned to the United States as soon as the shock of what he had done had worn off. For the fuel which had kept him going was whatever he had eaten before takeoff. And the single engine that fuel supplied was the flyer's own. The flyer's own biological heart. The all-American aviator who just crossed the Atlantic cold and hungry and exhausted but alive, this Lone Eagle was a real one. A 6 months old American bald eagle. Now, the feathered symbol of the United States of America has always conjured mental pictures of impossible dreams come true. And this time, too. Now you know the rest of the story.
And the American Eagle, I believe, has just become the national bird of the United States, just like this past week. If you want to hear another Paul Harvey rest of the story, you can. Dan Marcus has one 12:05 this afternoon here at WRJN. And to learn that your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30 on New Year's Day, wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, down to 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22 by Friday, sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I'm really excited, ladies and gentlemen. I just had a birthday. I turned 38 like 3-4 years ago. Thanks. And my friends, they go, "Rock, you don't seem that old." I go, "That's because I read at a third grade level. Keeps me young." You know, it's a tough job, ladies and gentlemen, being a school teacher. You know that? Yeah. You know how they say you never forget your first school teacher? I had mine like 4 years in a row. I was dater by the time I got out of that joint. I was in school forever. I was the only kid in eighth grade that was over in Nam. I know. I remember one time I bring my report card home. I go, "Hey, Pop, I got a B in reading." He goes, "That's a D, you idiot."
Well, I heard some-
the Eagles, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN, where we expect a cloudy day today. Chance of flurries, highs near 30. I guess the polar bear people, what do they, take a dunk in North Beach at noon today? Somewhere around there? Yeah. Should be nice, chilly weather for them. Partly cloudy, lows around 20 tonight. You don't want it to be like 50 degrees and taking a dip in Lake Michigan. I can do that. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 28. Right now, cloudy, 30 degrees right here at Radio Park. Need something to worry about in 2025? This should do the trick. In apocalypse news, astronomers say a large asteroid nicknamed God of Chaos will barely miss us in 2029. Probably. New simulations say there's a slim chance it does hit us. It's as big as the Eiffel Tower, large enough to take out a city. Only expected to miss us by 20,000 miles, give or take a couple of thousand, right? That's in 4 years from now, but yeah, we can start worrying now, I guess, huh? Never too late to worry. All right, goodbye, cruel world. That's what we'll be saying, right?
Takes 100 years.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, step right up and take a look at a fool. He has got a heart as stubborn as a mule. Come on, everybody, he's good for a laugh. And no one could tell his heart is broken in half. Well, the joke's on me. I'm off to join the circus. Oh, Mr.
World, 7:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is odd but true. Michelin Tires got in the business of reviewing great restaurants for its Michelin Guide. That was back in 1900, 124 years ago. They did it so people would drive further to eat and need new tires sooner. I don't know if that's just, you know, scammy or it's clever. Maybe clever, okay? We'll be right back.
other day. Every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can finally cry all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy, chance of flurries. Highs near 30 today. Partly cloudy, lows 20 tonight. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high near 28. Cloudy and 30 right now at Radio Park. All right, there was a song called Brandy. It was by a guy named Scott English. And he recorded the song himself, Brandy. But he wanted to give it to somebody else to have a hit with, Barry Manilow. The problem was, a song just came out on the market called Brandy by the Looking Glass. So when he gave Barry Manilow the song, they changed it to Mandy because the Looking Glass had the hit of Brandy. See, this little known stuff. This is what you needed to know to get you through your day today. 744 local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and here comes the Looking Glass.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around.
She still can hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
The year for the Looking Glass and Brandy. It's 7:47 at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Looking Glass had one more hit song after that. Jimmy Loves Marianne. You don't remember that one, do you? It was sort of a hit anyway. All right. This is almost hard to believe. 47% of Gen Zers. Those are people 12 to 27 years old wish TikTok had never been invented. Many said the same about Snapchat, Instagram, smartphones, and the internet in general. Isn't that hard to believe? I thought 12 to 27-year-olds live off the internet. I thought it was like their energy source. And now I find out it's not. 747 at WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. And when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meet Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
As long as we both shall live.
With Venus, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Okay, that was Venus by Frankie Avalon. This is Venus by Shocking Blue. Looking for a cloudy day today. Chance of flurries, highs near 30. Partly cloudy, lows 20 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 28. Right now, it's cloudy and 30 degrees here at Radio Park. Blue and Venus, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. It's 7:56 on this first day of 2025. Happy New Year. Hey, is this good manners or not? A survey on restaurant behaviors, 38% of people, a little over a third, say it's okay to start eating before everybody's food has arrived. But 73% said not cool to ask for something that's not on the menu. They say, you know, it just eat what's on the menu. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I always wait till everybody's food is on the table before I eat because I am Mr. Manners. I just find it funny to eat while people are staring at my food and they're starving. So, just the way it is. 7:56, local news, timeless hits with the Supremes. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Here's Baby Love.
Baby Love, my baby. My heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up. Don't
When I took a tour of the Stars' homes in California once, I bought a map from some kid sitting on a lawn chair. It turned out it was a good map. I still have it. Anyway, so we went to Diana Ross's house. She lived right next door to Herb Alpert. Yeah, right around the corner from Sammy Davis, across the street from James Stewart, Lucille Ball, Jack Benny. I mean, all these people live within a block or two of each other on Roxbury Drive. Could you imagine having a block party with all those people? All right, 46% of people worry that AI could cause the end of the human race on Earth. Of all age groups, boomers are the least concerned. But here's the problem. If there are no humans around, who's going to fix AI when it breaks down? You got to think ahead on this, huh?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
It's exactly 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police now say it was an intentional act. A man drove a truck around barricades and into a crowd on Bourbon Street, killing 10 people and injuring 35. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
Very fast-paced, and it was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation.
She says after the crash, the driver hopped out with a firearm.
He fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle. Two of our officers have been shot. They are stable.
The FBI says an improvised explosive device was also found. Police did not mention the fate of the driver. They say the majority of the casualties were local residents, not tourists. More than 300 police officers had been patrolling the French Quarter for New Year's Eve. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is urging people to stay away from the crime scene.
What I'm asking at this time are prayers for those who have lost.